So good to have you with us.
Okay, that's because I'm doing the reading, but I'm not doing the reading. We are doing the reading. Hopefully it's not on there. No, it's not meant to be on there. So you have Bibles on your tables. Revolutionary idea in church. Can you find Matthew chapter... I'm looking at the wrong page. Matthew chapter 25... Verses 31 to 46, and could you help the people around you if they're not sure where Matthew is? I have to stand behind the speakers. I don't want to stand behind the speakers. What, up here? Don't ask. Not playing now. I'm not playing now because I've got to stand up here. Right, Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46, and I'm told it's on page 995. Matthew in the New Testament. I can't work out if I want these on or not. Okay. It was interesting. This has been an interesting sort of preparation for this service. I don't know who it is who's in charge, Ruth, and people want things needing to be in place by Thursday. And by Thursday, nothing was in place because too busy running around doing this, that, and the next thing, and things were coming. And on, I think it was Thursday, I can't remember what day is what. One day, I went to see where the crawdads fly. Is that right? Sing, fly, whatever. Sing. See how much I paid attention. I went to the cinema. Great fun. Libby's now moved to the bottom of Mount Road, so you can walk out her front door, cross the road into the cinema. It's like fantastic. And a line in this film, can't remember who says it now, was from this reading. And I thought, that's it. That's the reading. I need to find out where that's what we're going to read on Sunday. But I think maybe it was Wednesday night. I can't remember what. So this is the reading that I'd like us to do. And I thought we'd do it school style. The other thing that happened this morning, Andy messaged, he was meant to be doing the reading, to say he's got a very sore throat. And that was the sympathy I gave as well. All the mothers, all the same. I actually wrote back, awesome. Exclamation mark. So it made me think, right, reading. And then I suddenly thought, why does somebody come here and stand and read it when everybody probably could have a go at reading it themselves? So we're going to do it school style. It's a bit hard, but I was going to try and do it by tables, but we've mushed up a bit. So I think we might have to just all read together. Guess who hasn't found it in their Bible? So we're going to read it together. It's not a race. That's what we say at school. It's not a race. Just because you can read well doesn't mean you need to go faster than everybody else. We'll go nice and slowly so that we can listen. But we'll read it together. Because that way it keeps you more interested. Because you're using your voice instead of just sitting listening to somebody read it at the front. If you've got a nice big voice, use a nice big voice. Got a little tiny voice, use your little tiny voice. Right then. So, I said verse 31, yes? Matthew 25, starting at verse 31, it's called the sheep and the goats. Ready? After three. One, two, three. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates a sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed in the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was ill and in prison, and you did not look after me. They will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes, or ill, or in prison, and did not help you? He will reply, truly tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Amen. So I'm going to invite Andy and family to come up now. Could be a slight attack of nerves. Nothing like his father. Praying first? Yeah. Daddy's praying first. Let me turn it off in case you have an attack of singing. Wait a minute. Daddy's praying first.
The formal prayer first.
The
formal or not, I don't know.
Let's pray. Father God, thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before you and pray. Thank you for this time to humble ourselves and this chance to seek your guidance and wisdom. We ask that you help us to make sure we are following your plans for our lives, and show us how and what we should change to align with your desires. If there is anything that we need to change, we can do so with the peace of mind that it was what you intended for us. Lord, we pray for all those around the world that are facing hardship and strife, for those trapped in war zones and facing the horrors brought about by natural disasters. We ask that you are with them, that you will bring them peace, whatever their situation. Father, we pray that even in the most difficult moments, your presence will be felt and people will have the opportunity to know your perfect love. God, we ask that your healing presence will be with those of us that normally would be here today but can't because of sickness or bad health, that you will be with the members of this congregation and their family and friends that are facing challenges emotionally, physically, financially and spiritually, that you will lend your strength and healing power in their time of need. Today we would like to take the opportunity to pray more specifically for Burundi and the King's School, the Stephen family and those that they work and support with. We pray that as the school seeks to complete building projects for the start of the school year, you will lend your wisdom and patience to the leadership team, that you will protect those carrying out the work, and that the finances needed will be there to complete all the projects. Lord, we especially ask for your intercession with regards to the renovation of the science labs. Even if those responsible for carrying it out don't understand why, they will trust that it is a good thing and do what is necessary to complete the work in a good way. We ask that you protect your school from the temptations of financial corruption, that all money will go where it's meant to go, and those involved will see it as your plan that is being put into action. Father God, we pray for Yvonne as she moves to South Africa, that she can go with peace in her heart, and whatever challenges she faces, communicating with her dad, do not cause her to lose sight of what is right. We ask that your protection be over Yvonne's family, Alex and Florence and their mum, as they face a time of change and challenge, that they will find the will to work and find provision without relying on others to fulfil all their needs. Lord, we pray for the Riches family as they continue to seek the chance to live in the UK, that you will be with all the children, Karen, Rachel, Sarah, Sammy, Israel and Isaac, as they continue to face life without their dad. Lord, we pray for Nadine as she leads her family, that you will allow her to follow the best plan for her family, that if that is moving to the UK, you will provide the opportunities and provision they need. Lord, we pray for all the sponsored families and students of the school, that they face the challenges of education and life head on, making the most of the wonderful opportunities that they've been given. Lord, we ask that you'll be with those that support them and bless them so that they can continue to support many individuals and families in Burundi and beyond. The help they provide is truly life-changing and is truly in keeping with what is good and right. Lord, we ask that you'll be with us, the Stephen family, as we try to build homes in Burundi so that we can be settled and work without the worry of a safe home place being a problem. Lord, we ask that your hand be over those plans, and that if something needs changing or altering to meet your will, you'll show us. We plead that you'll help us find the finances needed for the building project and money for a water source that we can share with the local community. God, we ask that you'll bring us peace through the challenges that come with building. And Lord, we ask especially that you'll be with Liz, Mum, whatever we want to call her, as she faces the realities and struggles surrounding being a leader, then not only the difficulties and hardship will be there, that joy and happiness are there as well. That the knowledge that your will is being done sustains her and brings her through any strife to see your wonderful and perfect plan for us all. Lord, we thank you for everything you do in our lives and ask that you be with us as we move forward from here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Peris is going to talk now. After I've finished sweating. If you don't know Peris, Peris is from Kenya. She was born in Mombasa. And I met Peris when I was on my gap year, my year out of whatever I was doing before. And I said to everyone, I'm going to Burundi for 1 year. I'm not staying there. I don't want to stay there. I've got no interest in staying there. And then I met Peris and stayed there. So she's going to tell you a bit about her work and what she's been doing and what she's done in the past. I'll let you take over.
Thank you. Hello. Yeah. I'm going to talk about my previous job when I started. So I came to Burundi in 2012, about the same year he came over. So when I started at King School, I was a canteen manager. We started feeding about 60 lunches at the primary side. With no sitting area, it was basically a new project that Liz proposed to start when I was just trying to find which department to join in. So we started with 60 lunches, but about 6 months later, we got funding to do a little sitting area from HBC, I think, some of you raised. So we could fit about 150 to start with, which was really nice for about 2 years. And then the school expanded. We had about, in 2 years, we had about three streams each from primary, which then meant we had to move year five and six up at the secondary site so we can accommodate more in the new build canteen sitting area. And then, yeah. And then we had an expansion of about 250 in 2 years, 250 lunches that we had to feed. I had two chefs to do all that work, which meant in the 2 years I had to add four more chefs to help with doing the lunches, which, yeah, was a lot of work. But it was nice because it meant some of the students that were sponsored had to... Some of the students are being sponsored with the lunches, which meant they could stay until the end of the class time at 3:15. And yeah, they didn't have to go back home, come back, which was a good thing to keep going. And up until the end of this academic year, we're now doing about 300 lunches with six chefs doing all the work, which I supervise. Yeah. So going back now, I'll be head of welfare community development, which also means still overseeing the same lunches being done and uniform distribution for about 740 students now. Just that, not much. And we're also introducing work experience program, which we started at the end of the term. In about 2 weeks, we did, I can't remember the number, but about 45 students placed in work experience, which is a program we're intending to go forward with it going forward. So I will be overseeing that as well going forward, which is interesting. So, yeah. I also oversee outreach projects to do with community development with the school vision we're trying to live out, which is learn, live, give. Every year we aim to reach each aspect of the school vision, which we go out to, we look for a project in the community and then go out with stuff that we've collected throughout the year to give to the community in around Burundi. I also oversee the social media of the school. So please feel free to follow our school page, The King's School, Burundi. Instagram as well, which we try to put our updates of what we do each year, each term. Yeah. So that's about it. Thank you very much. Just that. They said they'll sing. Let me see.
I said I wouldn't sing.
Suri, come over. They have, they do practices at the end of each term. And Suri, come on. They had a little song we were rehearsing.
It's on.
What will Jesus do? He was dead of you. What will Jesus do? WWJD. Sing it, Hosanna, sing it, Hosanna, sing it, Hosanna.
That's it, that's all we know of that one. Of what was it? You know, deja vu. That's the one. I can't understand why Andy's kids would behave this way. Give that to Mummy. Yeah. His father's son. Yes. It's lovely. I've had this experience so much just lately. Of my children say, I don't know why my child does this. I do. I know why it does. Okay. But thank you, Hamish, because we thought you'd go shy. But no. I'm looking at the time and think. I'd like just to talk a little bit about a bit more about King's School and the sponsorship programme and what we do in King's School. We've mentioned a few times our vision statement is this: learn, live, give. We've done training with a Christian education company, and one of the things that they say very much is you need, I mean, it's not them that say it, is it? It's the Bible, it's God that says it. You need vision. You need a vision, you need to know where you're going. And your vision statement needs to be succinct enough for you to keep it in your head. Our previous vision statement, we would say, our trainer said to us at the beginning, so what's your vision statement? And we all went, see, it's something about disciples and none of us knew it. None of us could say it's this. Now, if you ask anybody in school, they know our vision. Learn, live, give. Even the little jobs know it. Everybody knows it. Learn, live, give. And everything we do works towards that. We have it on our shirts, we have it everywhere. It's written everywhere. So I want to talk a little bit about how we put that into practice. This is the Johnson family. They're called the Johnson family because Dad is called Johnson. He's Johnson and Sabimana. And I've completely forgotten what his wife's called. It's a bit mean, isn't it? And that these are his children, and somebody here, I think, sponsors them. These are his three girls. Now, one of the things that happened this year with Johnson is they've been in to see us. We've been sponsoring their girls for, I think, probably coming on for 5 years. 5 years ago, Johnson and his wife, his nameless wife, came to see me. They'd just returned to Burundi. They'd been doing YWAM training and things, they had a tiny baby, I think, and then the other two girls. And they come back to Burundi. They had nothing. And they'd been living in Kenya, I think. The children had been speaking English, and we need a school. The kids don't speak Kirundi well enough. They don't speak French well enough. Can they come to your school? I took some references on Johnson, and people were telling me, yeah, he's a good guy. It's really difficult in Burundi because you can't tell who's everybody looks like a good guy to start with. But so we took them on. My format is I message Jackie, I say, there's these, and then she comes back with I found someone. And she found people to sponsor these guys. Over the last 5 years, life's changed for them. They're part of one of the biggest churches in Burundi, the Church of the Rock. And it's run by the previous president's wife. And it is the richest church in Burundi. And they're part of it. But they're part of it reluctantly. They say that they stay in it to try and introduce some sort of reality, and try. They say if they leave it, that's not going to help. But they don't like the way it works. And they'd ask their church, can we go up country? Can we work with the poorer people, the displaced people? And the response of their very rich church was, yes, you can, but we're not giving you anything to do it with. We're not helping you, but if you want to go, fine, go, which they found very difficult. But the reason they go and they work, this is a displaced camp with the Lake Rose 3 years ago, and thousands of people just outside Bujumbura lost their homes. And this was 3 years ago, and they're still living in these tents. They were put in a camp and they're left there. They go into these camps and they're trying to work with the people there. They're doing sewing projects. This is, we went and visited. They're building pig pens. And they're basically, what they're trying to do is help these people help themselves, help them get back on so they can be earning money. And the one of the reasons they're doing it, they say, is because they were blessed. They came to us and said, can you help us? And we said, yes. And they said, now they want their children to grow, saying, you were blessed, be a blessing. Go in and be a blessing. And they can go into places we can't. And they can do programs where they're working alongside people that we can't do, because if we go in, they just want money from us. Give, give, give. Johnson and his family go in and they don't have that expectation. And so they can go in. They've taken people off to Zimbabwe to train and things. And so it's been, this has sort of been growing as a theme for our sponsor children and our sponsor families. You're blessed, now you be a blessing. This is another family. This is Joe Goodman, Micah and Saj. Again, parents are pastors working in churches, working to change things in Burundi. They can go into places we can't go. They need that, you know, they pray for them. When they came on the sponsor program, they came on for a year. They were missionaries. They were expecting to go out again, but God's kept them in Burundi. This is a lovely family. This is John Bosco. I know these names. John Bosco, Daniela, David, King David, and Joshua. Another incredible family. Daniela is training to be a teacher with us at school. John Bosco is a pastor and people sponsor King David. And I'm not sure about Joshua yet. I think he's coming in September. Okay. If I switch, this is Devine and her little sister, Elizabeth Joy. You know about Elizabeth Joy. She was the little one born to Antoinette, who had many, many miscarriages and finally gave birth to a little girl 2 years ago. And Devine is her cousin. This is Mugisha, who you do know, you have known. Mugisha died in December. Andy and I had the dubious privilege of being there when he died, of being at the hospital with his mum when he died. He was severely disabled. But again, we sponsored him. He came to school. He was a blessing. Mugisha means blessing. But I just wanted to show him because I want... I would like you to pray for his family, pray for his dad especially. Jean-Claude is a teacher at school. His response to Mugisha dying has been, don't talk about it, don't talk to me about him again. But his mum needs to talk about him. His mum needs... He was 10 years old when he died. Devine is his little cousin who's moved in with the family because her parents have both died and she was living with her grandmother and her grandmother died. Devine doesn't go to King's School, probably will not come to King's School because she doesn't speak any English and it's a bit late for... They don't necessarily want her to learn, but she's looking for a sponsor as well. I didn't tell Jackie about that one. Found her in the photographs. Two of our sponsored children, Aroha and Deborah. Aroha, I don't know whether you can see it in her eyes there, but she's having a really tough time. We've supported this family for a long time. Marion and others have supported. But her dad is drinking heavily. All sorts of things are going wrong. And she came to see me recently and she's 11 years old and weighed down with all the problems and things, but she's there in school. Deborah, I spoke about last year, her father's a teacher, but mum has serious mental health problems. That's favour. Finding Aroha's younger sister she's found Taekwondo, and she's into it big time. She can do the splits. We'll show you that. So she's very proud, and they're very proud of her for doing it. Go back. Okay. So through the church and through lots of people here, you've been helping. And one of the things I've been looking at is, yeah, I cannot tell you that the children at King's School are the poorest of the poor. They're not. Some are very poor. Some are not so poor. Some are from backgrounds where actually the parents have got a bit more money now, and they're maybe not living a life in a mud hut. But the thing that God's been showing me this year you bless and you're creating children in the country who are going to be a blessing to the country, and who can reach more people than we can. And often if you're only working with the poorest of the poor, that doesn't happen. You're just giving, and nothing changes. Whereas I believe some of these children will be able to change the future of the country. Some of them will be well educated enough to be able to go into positions to make a long-term difference. And so that's what sort of sometimes keeps me going when I'm dealing with issues, that I just think, oh, is it worth it? And I think, no, because some of these children will grow up to have an impact. But one of the things that I've been looking at is what stops us, what stops me? And the first thing was this one. I'm sorry if anyone knows a lot more about Charles M. Blow than me and thinks, oh, you shouldn't be quoting from him. I had a quick Google and he didn't seem too bad. But apologies, it's not. One does not have to operate with great malice to do great harm. The absence of empathy and understanding are sufficient. One of the things that cripples Burundi and maybe even other countries and other is this absence of empathy. That people make their way out of poverty, especially our political leaders, and then they don't want to know. They just don't want to know anymore. I made it out. You can. Well, that's your fault if you haven't made it out. And something we're working with our young people and the people in school under the GIVE is empathy, is that understanding of what I was always taught when I was young, there but for the grace of God go I. I live this life not because I ticked any boxes, not because God said, oh, well, you've achieved this, that. I live it because I live it, because it's what was chosen for me. These little guys, we have these outside school nearly, and I land up giving them far more money than I ought to give them. But they work really hard, a lot of the kids, street children in Burundi. They go around collecting plastic bottles. They work really hard, but they're still poor. They're no different to you or I. And empathy, we teach our children, empathy says that you're not in King's School because you're better, you're just in King's School because that's what God chose for you. And they're there because that's the life God's given them, but you could make a difference to them. And empathy being different to sympathy. Sympathy where we as, you know, I'm so rich and wealthy, I can pat you on the head. I love this picture. This picture, we took the children, the little one in the yellow shirt, it's rather faded, but that is a school uniform shirt. Sorry, Paris, not a good advert for uniform, is it? We took our preschool, they were learning about give. We took them to the YWAM base, to the project where they do one cup a day, it's called. And these, the Batwa children come and have a cup of porridge every day, and it keeps them going. We took our preschool to visit them, to come alongside them and just see. But the incredible thing is that little boy is an Afghani refugee. When all the violence came in Afghanistan, they fled, and we got an Afghanistan family, and they came to school. We support them. So he's fled from Afghanistan to Burundi. And there he is. Like, I know he looks like... He unfortunately doesn't speak English, Kirundi, French or anything, so it's everything. Life's a bit like that for him. But I just love that photo of him together. And that the two in the middle there are ours. And then bringing them together, learning from a very young age. You're not better. You're not better. You're just living a different life. And what can you give? What can you put into their other people's lives to make a difference? I just like that one, sorry. Teaching it to our own children as well, our own children, that when this guy, we were out for lunch and this guy came and he sells pictures and he sells this. And it's easy to go, you're disturbing my lunch, go away. But we wanted to teach them, what can we do to help? We can buy a picture off him. By the way, it's still there waiting to go to somebody. But just teaching them to interact, to not go away, leave me alone. The other thing, this is something I've been talking about a lot just lately with my family, with friends, entitlement, believing oneself to be inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. Entitlement often stops us helping because we don't recognize our blessing. So the blessed to be a blessing, the blessed isn't there. And then you can't be a blessing because you're not in a position of feeling blessed. It comes up a lot at the moment because of the soaring rates of energy bills. It's like, going to be terrible. Nobody's going to have any money in this country because of the soaring energy bills. You can see the details there. Can you see? This is my kitchen. And from another angle. I don't know whether those of you love, if you look at my tiles, my worktop tiles. Awesome, yes? I want to show you this one. This is my bathroom. I have no top on the back of my toilet because the flushing thingy's gone funny, so you have to pull the string now. It will not mend. I have a white toilet, a green non-working bidet, that is where you throw your washing, beige bath, no head on the shower thingy because it broke and we can't mend it, and a white sink. And here's the best bit. That's the floor. They ran out of the tiles, obviously, halfway down the floor and got a different set of tiles. But it's fine. I'm not showing it to you to say, oh, poor me. I'm fine. I've got a toilet. I have not got a hole in the back garden with just a shack around it. I've got running water. I've got hot water. I'm fine. Absolutely fine. None of it matches. I don't expect I'd walk into any bathroom in this country and see a white toilet, a green bidet, a beige bath. But I've got them. But when you walk in your bathroom and see that yours all match, do you say, aren't I blessed? Aren't I blessed that all my things match? When you walk in your kitchen and it all matches, do you feel blessed? When you lay your table and all your plates match, and all your knives and forks match. Do you feel blessed? Because those are the things that if we don't feel blessed, we won't bless. We won't give it. We'll be busy going holding on to it like this because we don't feel blessed. I still feel blessed about my bathroom because it's a whole lot nicer than a whole load of other bathrooms that I see in Burundi. Okay, and if I clean it, it can be clean. There's some bathrooms you go and they can't. It's just impossible to make them clean. So that's what we're trying to build. It's through the school, through the sponsorship, through changing lives. Is this, you know, your life's been blessed, you bless others. I showed this one last time. I've given up with the not saying names because my brain can't cope with not saying. This is Mahoza. Mahoza is from New Hope Orphanage. He is from a tribe called the Banyamulenge. The Banyamulenge are rejected by Burundi, by Rwanda, and by Congo. It's pretty tough since that's where they live. None of the countries want them, so they get pushed and pushed. Mahoza became an orphan back in the 90s when the Banyamulenge were all put into a refugee camp, and then rebels came in and just killed hundreds of people, and the babies were just left. And he was part of New Hope Orphanage. This is him doing his work experience with the YWAM base, feeding little one his porridge. And this is what we want to do. You were blessed. You're not a victim. You now have so much to offer others. Put me in, just. And this is, oh goodness me, Abigail. Thank you, Abigail. She was on the work experience as well. And I was sat there that day, just like this is it. This is what it's all about. This is putting the. Abigail grew up in Coventry. She came out to Burundi when things got difficult for her family here when she was 10 years old. She was mad that her mother had brought her to Burundi, as was her older brother. They did. Moving from the UK to Burundi for a youngster is just mind-blowing. She's not a sponsored child, but she's a product of our school, of saying, but you've got something to offer. Abigail's family are not Christian. They are very much not Christian. Last year she made a commitment and says she's a Christian. And she's told them that she wants to be a missionary. They're not happy because she is the clever one in the family. They've produced a few that are not terribly clever. Abigail is. They want her to be a doctor. They want her to be a this, a that. They want her to earn money. And she wants to help people. So she's battling all the pressures of her family, saying you can't be a Christian. We've paid all this money for you to have that education. So pray for her. I've said to her, just keep moving, looking like you're moving in that direction. You know, it's a good idea to get a degree. It's a good idea to get, it opens doors for you. God opens doors when you've got the more qualifications you've got. So make it look like you're heading in the right direction. But God will put you, you know, he's the way maker. He, even when we can't see it, he knows. So just don't worry, don't panic, you'll get there. But that it was just an awesome moment that day, being there with preschool, knowing that the little ones are learning and the teenagers are there. She loved it. She'd have stayed, she'd have dropped out of school and gone straight into YWAM if we let her. So that's what King's School's about. I want to thank you, those of you that sponsor, those of you that pray, thank all of you for the support you give to us so that we can do this. so that then the next, it is like dropping a pebble in a pool and the ripples go out. And we're all in it, we're all doing it. If each person does the thing, then like that reading, you know, you're doing it for Jesus. You're doing it for him. Every time you do anything, you're doing it for him. And that's why I love Waymaker as a song. Even when I can't see it, even when I don't, it's still happening. I don't have to make sense of it all. So thank you for everything you do. If you want to do more, we have more. If you want to visit Burundi, it's only as hot as this. I mean, you're used to it now, aren't you? but very much, I couldn't do anything, your very presence is enough. The very present, having people who think Burundi's worth visiting encourages the people there. And the people who visited will agree with that, won't they? You're just your presence. You don't have to sing, dance, do anything. Just be there. But you're very welcome. You're very welcome to come and visit just give them a boost and give us a boost. But be blessed, feel blessed, so that you can be a blessing. Thank you. That's me. Do you want the rest of the family up?
Yes.
Family. I don't know where he gets that from.
Because a little bird tells us someone's got a special birthday, a big birthday, in September.
Yes.
And obviously it's easier for us to give you a little gift and say happy birthday now, although it's a little earlier, than all of us go to Burundi in September. So we'd like to do that and just bless you with a little gift from everyone at Hinckley Baptist.
Thank you very much.
For your birthday in September.
It flies by.
I was talking to Levi earlier, like, he's like old, really old. Is this working?
Yeah, I think we're on.
Is this on? Yeah. It flies by. We were talking to Levi earlier about when he was 5 and we took him to Cornwall. Sorry, Levi. And he rushed in the sea with all his clothes on. Like, it makes me feel old. Old. Is anybody like to come up and we're going to pray for these guys? Because this is the last Sunday they're with us. Yeah, go in the hole. Should do. Marion can go first then.
Thanks, Liz. Liz, you mentioned about the Waymaker, and even when you couldn't see him, he was there. You remember the darkness you've come from? You remember that, Liz? Never forget it, because in the light, in the darkness, that's when we see his light. When we go through dark times is when we see his light. And you've seen that, and he's called and he's blessed you through that to be a blessing. You have been blessed to be a blessing to so many. And, you know, the empathy. Empathy is about being moved with compassion. If you know what it means to have compassion from the Lord, to know what Jesus' compassion is, because he moved with compassion towards people, that's what Liz is talking about, isn't it? Empathy is compassion. and the hospitality that you offer to the children and to the families is, a lot of it is inconvenience. When you're inconvenienced, that is the meaning of hospitality. That's the definition of hospitality. And I've been challenged and convicted about that many a time when I've had to offer hospitality, thinking it's not convenient. Inconvenience is what you have been demonstrating to, many times to those. And we just thank you that those children who you'd say are not better than others, you're teaching them and helping them to be better equipped. When we know Jesus, we're not better than anyone else. We just become better equipped to deal with life. Father, thank you for Liz. Thank you, Lord, that you've brought her from darkness into your marvelous light. And you brought Andy and Paris too. Lord, she knows what it means now to live in the light. And I pray that, Lord, she won't forget that even in the darkness, you were there. And you had great plans, hope and a future for her, which has extended to hundreds of other children and families. And so we commit her to you. We commit the future. We commit the hope. We commit the aspirations. We commit the vision. We commit her to the continuing work of the kingdom of God, not just in Bujumbura, but in Burundi. And we pray for her protection. We pray, Lord, that she will become, that she will know more of your power and presence in her life, and that prayer will ooze from those that she meets with. And help us too, Lord, to let that ooze of prayer overshadow her. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, Heavenly Father, just thank you for them all. I want to thank you for Andy's prayers, Lord, as well, for the prayers for here, for this church, Lord, that we will have the ears to hear, to want to listen to what it is that you're saying to us, Lord, as well. Lord, to be willing to change direction, to lay things down that are not of you, to take things up that are. And Lord, this we would pray for Liz and Andy and all the teachers, Lord Jesus, at the King's School, that they will continue, Lord Jesus, to rejoice in you, to worship you, to give you their all, Lord, but more than anything, to hear your voice and to really know close fellowship with you, Lord. May all what they desire, Lord, all their dreams, Father God, for the school and for their futures, Lord, may they hold it all before you, and you fulfill their plans, Lord. We pray your blessing on them, mighty blessing, Heavenly Father. And as they return, Lord, that everything will come together for their journey as well. Thank you, Father, for all that they brought to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody
else? Father God, thank you for everything that you've been doing with this family and for everything you're going to do for this family. And we ask that you would continue to inspire all of them, that they would continue to know your hand upon them, that they would continue to know your blessings and recognize your blessings. And Lord, what a lesson you've taught each one of us today, to recognize our blessings and to be a blessing to others. They exemplify this, Lord, and we ask that you would continue to keep them in good health, that you'd continue to help them to love one another despite everything that they have to overcome, that you would continue to guide and lead them, and that you'd continue to bring in the money that they so much need and for the expertise that they need to continue with the work that they're doing. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'll come up the steps so that I'm a bit louder. well, not so feedbacky. I'm also taller for a change. Lord, I pray your blessing on Liz and Andy and Paris and the kids and all of the people who are working at the King's School. I pray that, the message of being blessed and blessing will go forward. I thank you for all the work that has been done there and for the change makers that are being prepared to go out and work within Burundi and the sort of broader area of East Africa. I thank you for all the little nuggets that are being sort of shared and the seeds that are being planted in people's lives there and here as we learn more about what they do. I pray specifically for the work within the school and the local community, that your light will shine out and honesty and integrity will permeate everything that is being done with the projects both at school and the home projects and the home builds, that these wonderful people will continue to make such an impact on people's lives, but also learn more about you as they walk with you into the future. Amen.
The words that keep coming are heavenly storehouses are open. And I just want to pray into those words that whatever it looks like, God's resources, these heavenly storehouses would be opened over your lives, Liz, Andy and Paris and Zuri and Hamish, and over your work at the King's School, over community projects. Lord, help them to have eyes to see what those heavenly storehouses look like and to call them and to claim them, Lord, because you want to provide. And Lord, I just want to conclude today's service and just thank you and bless you for everyone that's here. None of us are here by accident, but Lord, that you've brought us here for a purpose. And whatever it is, Lord, let us not waste that purpose. Let us not waste what it is that you want to give us this morning. So we just really pray your blessing upon everybody here, that as we leave, as we go on to the week, that Lord, that we would take that blessing and be in a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just Libby, who's been slaving away up at the back there. Father, I lift Libby to you, my beautiful, wonderful daughter, my only daughter. Father, I just thank you for her. Thank you for all the preparation she's putting in this morning to the meal. And Father, I ask that you be with her as we leave her every year, as I leave her every year. Just be close to her, Father. Nurture her, protect her. And Father, I ask that she be a blessing in this church and this church be a blessing to her and to her children. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name.